Well, welcome back, everyone, to Rising 365, a podcast committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. I'm Mike Pena, and rising daily can be a challenge for many, including myself. And it's my hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. And I'm happy to say that I'm coming to you live from my outdoor recruiting studio. Just kidding. Just sitting out here on the deck, enjoying a beautiful, cool afternoon here in central Nebraska. Well, this is episode 21, entitled The Prodigal Dilemma. So the past few episodes and some episodes before that, I've been sharing about our ministry that we are a part of, my family and I being full-time missionaries with Child Evangelism Fellowship, being the directors here in central Nebraska. And an avenue of Child Evangelism Fellowship Ministry is a training for teens called Christian Youth in Action. And we train up teens to go out and teach Bible lessons, kind of like a VBS style format. During the summer, they're traditionally called five-day clubs, but here in the Nebraska area, we call them Summer Good News Clubs. And this summer, the teens have been going over a series of lessons that all encompass going one way, and that is God's way. The last lesson in this series, we all know as the prodigal son, which can be found in your Bible in Luke chapter 15, or also known as the lost son. And it's such a well-known parable that Jesus is teaching here, the prodigal son. Even if you're not a believer, you've heard the term the prodigal son, what it means to be a prodigal or to have a prodigal, meaning an individual who has gone away from the original path set before them. They've left a family, they've left a situation that was once meant for them to be a part of. But as you read and listen and learn through this story that Jesus is teaching, the individual, the son here, thinks he knows best. We can associate with him. We can identify with this prodigal son. We all have situations in our lives where we think we know best, that our way is better than any other way. So we're going to go that way no matter what, no matter the guidance that is given to us by someone older or wiser who have been there before us. And they're trying to tell us the choice that we are desiring to make, it really isn't for us. It really isn't the choice that is best for our life. But for some reason, we think we know better. So despite all the well wishes and the pleading and the imploring and the guidance, we decide to go our own way. And eventually, as you work through that story, we come to the end of what we thought was best. What we wanted runs out. The fun runs out. We see that in this story, the prodigal son takes all the money that was going to be his eventually, and he leaves and he goes and lives a lavish lifestyle and partying and being a part of the culture. And once, when he thought he had a bunch of friends because he was paying for everything, one morning he wakes up and they're all gone. So in his demise, at first he wallows in the result of his poor decisions, his poor choices. Maybe that's where you find yourself at. You made some choices in your life that have resulted in your situation. The story of the prodigal son basically is we are the results of our choices here. There are circumstances in our lives that, you know, we don't control. We can't control the actions of others. We can't control the laws of nature. But we can control our choices. And that's what we're learning here. We're con learning that we do make choices that are negative for our lives, and the results are negative. You steal, you get caught, you go to jail. You speed, the police pull you over, they give you a ticket. There is results for negative choices made. And sometimes we can sit and just wallow in those results of those choices and never move forward out of that negative result. And for a little while in the story of the prodigal son, he does that. He goes and he works for a pig farmer, feeding pigs, and finds himself in the pen and starving and willing to eat the pig's food. But all of a sudden, he sits and he begins to think, what if I just go back? What if I not try to make amends, but go back to point A, admit my wrong, and just start over from there, start from the bottom? Because he's like, man, if I can just get back to my father who probably pleaded with me not to go, maybe he'll just let me be a servant. So he does that. And what we see here in this picture is the importance of stopping and thinking. Jordan Peterson is an incredible speaker and psychologist, and he talks about the power of thinking. Thinking through every situation that we have in our life before we make a choice or an action. If we could just think, because thinking gives you, he says, the ability to foresee, like an avatar in your life, choices and the result of the choices that you make. And maybe the prodigal reason you're in the situation you're in is because you just made some bad choices along the line. And you are living in the results of those choices. It's now time to stop wallowing in the results of those choices and think what it would look like of, in your life if you took the steps to return back to get out of that result and to change the trajectory of your result by realizing first, hey, okay, I've made some bad choices. Now it's my choice to either stay here and again feel sorry for myself or try to make amends and make life better for myself. And what would that look like? Maybe you walked away from your family. You walked away from a friendship, a career where you left embittered. Maybe you've treated yourself poorly. You've made bad choices of diet and exercise and drugs, and now you're at the, again, the tail end of those results. We're tired of being there. First, we have to really be tired of being in the results. And then we have to sit and think, okay, it's time to get up out of this muck and mire and pig pen that I've made for myself, clean myself off, go back to the people I have hurt, your family, your past employer, your friend, maybe even yourself. Ask for forgiveness and begin making choices to build a new tomorrow, a new day to help you rise the next day feeling a little better about yourself. And when I started Rising 365 back in January, I never meant for it to be something where I was teaching about the Bible or sharing my faith, but that's the result. That's who I am through and through. And that's why I'm sharing this stuff, because I hope it helps you, the listener, wherever you are in this world and you press play. Maybe you've tried everything else. I am a big fan of self-discipline, of being committed and willpower. guys like Jocko Willick and, David Goggins and Jordan Peterson. Who else? Nick Bear. I am huge fans of those guys, and I love their discipline and their dedication and the way they can inspire people of saying, hey, you're not happy with your results. You don't like the way you feel. You don't like the relationships you're in. You can change that. You have the choice. Get up early, exercise, eat well, say sorry, do the things you don't want to do day in and day out. Don't feel sorry for yourself. If you do feel sorry for yourself, take a deep breath and keep moving forward. And I implement a lot of those things in my life. Exercise and healthy eating and healthy habits and reading and but that stuff only carry you so far because we're human. These bodies we have are machines and we get tired of being so disciplined and we don't want to get so rigid because that rigidness can isolate us from relationships that, again, going to my faith, God wants you to have. So that's where the faith and relationship with Jesus comes in. And that's where true restoration happens. The ability to rise and go back and you rebuild what was lost because of your choices and having a better future than you've ever thought you could have. That's what is captured in this prodigal story. Maybe there's a prodigal. We are all prodigals in some way, shape, or form that's hindering us from living the day that we are giving to the maximum with the most enjoyment. And I know that's a struggle for myself. I don't have the best relationships with my immediate family. I have marital strife relationships. I'm not the best father. And some of those things, I can start to feel sorry for myself, making it not such enjoyable to get up and get going. But then my wife just purchased these kind of things you would find in a counselor's office. And one of them are these five things you can do to reground yourself. And it's like five little steps to follow. It's first one is identify five things you can see. Then it's look for four things you can hear. Then it's three things you can feel, two things you can smell, and one thing you can taste. And when you do these five things, it's supposed to help ground you back into the reality of your day and in the moment. And I've been doing that the past week, each and every morning, right before I get out of bed. When I know it's like it's time to get up, I do those five things. First, I open my eyes. I look for five things I can see, even though my room may be a little dark, but there's enough light coming in through the door and through the window. Then I try to listen for four things I can hear. And then three things I can feel, two things I can smell, and one thing I can taste. And then it grounds me into like, this is the morning. And I try to keep that stuff in the back of my mind for when I get over anxious or start getting stressed out and find my mind racing throughout the day. Doing those five things helps me reset back into the reality of the moment I'm at. And maybe this can help you. Those taking these five simple steps to reground yourself, begin the next step forward back to restoration, to the return, to rebuilding. We need to have that first step of realizing I've gone far enough away. It's time to no longer live the prodigal life. It's time to live a fulfilling life, a life that Rising 365 is all about, and that is helping and inspiring others to embrace the new day and the adventures of each new day. Whatever prodigal situation you find yourself in today, may you find yourself going no further down that prodigal path. Stop right where you're at. Do those five simple things that I just said. Look for five things you can see, and then four things you can hear, three things you can feel, two things you can smell, and one thing you can touch, and ground yourself in the reality of the moment and say, you know what? It's time to turn back. Take that first step back. And right when you turn around and start moving back to a right life, a bright life, just like in the story of the prodigal son, the father was waiting for him. And it says, when he was still a long ways away, the father ran to him, embraced him, and restored him back to his position. And that's what awaits you, a life that is restored and placed back into something beautiful, no longer overwhelmed by your past, but a bright future. Well, that wraps up what we taught our Christian Youth in Action teens and what they're sharing this summer. And I hope that it was helping to you, and that you go and you open a Bible and you read that story and you find and you can see yourself in it and be like, and it gives you encouragement to rise. Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Until we meet again, I am Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day.